1052 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump, the ABC News projected winner on Tuesday.
This state was very favorable ground for Nikki Haley, given how well-educated, relatively wealthy, and independent-minded the electorate is here. Haley bested Trump among college graduates, those who have advanced degrees, and those not aligned with any party, but it just wasn't enough to win the primary. Donald Trump won men by 19 points. He won non-college educated voters 2-1, and by more than 3-1 among those who said immigration was their top concern.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Haley pitched herself as an alternative to Trump. President Biden will be doing the exact same thing.
Biden's whole political identity as president has been shaped around the reactions to Trump. And that team has been preparing, even if it wasn't Trump as the nominee, they were going to square up against the MAGA agenda. As it is, they're probably going to get Trump.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers voted to amend a bill to ban abortion after 14 weeks on Tuesday. The amendment allowed exceptions for rape and incest and requires doctors to make reasonable efforts to preserve the life of a fetus during a medical emergency. The bill got a public hearing on Monday where both Democrats and pro-life activists railed against the bill. Governor Evers has said that he would not sign the bill if it made it to his desk. President Biden will be back in town on Thursday. He plans to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure in Superior. Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The president's visit comes after Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Waukesha area on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Search for a new Bucks head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunning the NBA by firing Adrian Griffin just after 43 games. Griffin had talked about the need to improve on defense, but things went from bad to worse. NBA analyst Tony Smith.
We know they lost a defensive stud in Drew Holiday, swapped him out with a guy who's not known for defense, Dame Lillard. So you know there was going to be a drop defensively, but I think they've dropped too far defensively. Back when they were winning championships and contending for a championship, they had been first in defensive rating 2 years in a row. They're now 22nd.
So Bucks assistant coach Joe Prunty has been appointed interim head coach while the team promises a brief search. Baseball, the Brewers signing Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins to a 2-year deal, $34 million with a 1-year option. The 30-year-old made his big league debut in Philly in 2017. College basketball, the Badgers beat the Minnesota Gophers 61-59. Wisconsin coming off a win over Indiana. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high 35 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, some freezing drizzle, a few scattered snow showers, 33 tomorrow cloudy with scattered rain showers and a high near 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
20 AM, The Zone. If Mary had a little lamb, you can bet she'd talk to her about it. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, we are talking fog in the Madison area on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke right here. Come on in. Yeah, it's a situation we're going to have to keep an eye on this morning. Dense fog advisory in effect for south central Wisconsin. Western Wisconsin, you got to be careful. Possibility of some freezing rain on your commute. Central Wisconsin, again, looks like rain, mixed precipitation coming your way. Of course, Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, just has more weather details on the way. The good news is our temperatures will stay halfway mild this morning for this time in January. 36 our expected high today. Tomorrow, 37 with more showers in the forecast. Friday, 37 under cloudy skies. Saturday, 38 degrees under cloudy skies. Like I said, more weather details with Stu Muck on the way. Yesterday was a very well-attended event on the UW-Madison campus, the annual Ag Outlook Forum, and they focused in on rural livability. You know, it's kind of like sustainability. It's got a lot of different definitions depending on the person you talk to. We're going to talk to some of the folks that were keynote speakers yesterday on their take of what it requires to find successful rural livability. And guess what? It changes from community to community. I don't want to give away anything more. And we're also catching up with our friends from the Steffes Group. You may think it's a slow time of the year for auctions, but in reality, they're not only taking care of business they booked last year, they're also red hot taking a look at all the auctions that they've got lined up for 2024. You stick around. We've got a lot to bring to your attention.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
This weekend, we'll take a look at another slice of Wisconsin agriculture that doesn't always get the attention it probably should. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Starting Friday at the Radisson Convention Center in Green Bay, the Wisconsin Bison Association coming together to talk not only about the rules and regulations that they have to abide by, but also consumer preferences coming up in 2024. I talked about it with Pat Reese. He is a board member for the Wisconsin Bison Association. He's in the Mount Calvary area. Let's start off talking about how the animals are handling this winter weather. Well, you and I may not like it. Pat says the bison love it.
The animals are pretty happy with this weather that we're having now. Like I told you earlier, this weather is good. We don't have a big fly problem right now and things like that. We have about 36 animals on our farm right now. We're planning on expanding again. We had reduced the numbers of the herd in our operation here over the last couple of years because my wife and I were thinking of probably getting out of the business, but one of our grandkids expressed an interest, and she's moved closer to us now, and so we're planning on expanding the operation and getting bigger again and having more animals and having more meat to sell and things like that.
Excellent. Now, when you think about expansion, Pat, and as you try to teach the next generation, how do you try to balance that out if you can? Do you like to have multiple bulls around, or do you try to kind of keep it more towards the cow herd as far as the heavier numbers?
Well, we all of our breeding is with the bulls. And a bull can service about 15 cows. So we've got about 12 cows right now. So we have one bull on the farm. In the past, we've always had about two bulls. We would have about 30 cows that we're breeding. And with 30 cows, that translates to perhaps up near 100 animals that would be on the farm at any one time. We keep all the calves, we keep all the yearlings, and we keep all the animals that are ready for slaughter. Our animals are ready for slaughter at 2.5 years old. So I look at the number of cows that we have and multiply it by four, and that's about how many animals we would end up having.
Now, last year was a little bit of a droughty kind of year for a lot of the state of Wisconsin. How'd you manage through that, Pat? Tell people a little bit about the acreage that something like a bison kind of requires just to kind of get by.
Well, I mean, the bison are very similar to the beef cattle. I assume about an acre and a half per animal unit, which translates to about a 1,000-pound animal. And so we've got about 100 acres fenced in now. And I believe we can easily handle, you know, probably 60 or 70 animals, or even up to 100 if we wanted to. We've got another 40-acre field that we use for making hay. And this past year was a little bit of a challenge. Probably the responsibility of the drought, but it was also, I probably was a little bit lax as far as keeping the field in tip-top condition for making hay.
Mm-hmm.
I've made that correction here at the end of the summer, and hoping that in 2024 we're back to making enough hay. I mean, we make enough hay on that land to feed our animals during the winter.
Right.
So,
what kind of balance or what kind of mix do you guys like for your pasture for bison?
It's basically just a grass mix. There's Timothy and Brome, and there might be some other grasses in there. My wife takes care of the and now our granddaughter takes care of that kind of stuff as far as making sure we do the right things. I kind of just handle the animals and I'll be working with our granddaughter now to learn to try and teach her some of the ins and the outs of handling the animals and how I do things, and she'll probably come up with ways of to do it better than last 30 years.
They always do, don't they? That's for sure. Pat Reese along with us. He is on the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bison Association. They have got their annual winter convention that's going to be going on at the Radisson just outside of Green Bay, hosted in part by the Oneida Nation. That's going to be on January 26th through the 28th. So let's talk a little bit about the state of bison production here in Wisconsin, Pat. How are your numbers looking? Give me a little sense on how bison production, bison ownership in Wisconsin's been going.
Well, Wisconsin is, according to and the latest census that we have is the 2017 USDA census. And in Wisconsin, the number of farms that have bison, we're basically sixth in the nation as far as the number of farms that have bison on them. That census reported 71 farms were raising bison in the state of Wisconsin. And that totaled a number of 5,899 animals. With respect to the number of animals, we placed number 9 in the country as far as number of animals in the state. I think there appears to be a little bit of a growing interest in people inquiring as to what it takes to raise bison. And, I mean, in my opinion is it's very little. It doesn't take much at all other than the land. Which you're going to have that on any agricultural operation. So there are people expressing an interest. We have about a little over 40 members in our association now. That's the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. You can go on the web, and it's at wibison.com, and you can get information from there. I think it's a growing business here in Wisconsin. I think some of the people are seeing that you can make some money at this, not only on paper, but actual money when you start selling meat and selling animals.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that demand, Pat, because during the pandemic, consumers started exploring a lot of different sources of protein. They wanted to know the story. And, of course, bison's got a fantastic story to tell as far as being lean and being very heart healthy, et cetera. Tell me a little bit about how demand from consumers has been trending either in Wisconsin or maybe on the national scene.
Well, I think, I mean, I, and I'm, I think from a local standpoint, from our standpoint, and I suspect from the state of Wisconsin, I think demand is very good. I mean, we slaughter all of our animals in fall that are going to be slaughtered for the year, and we just did that in October of 2023. Prior to that, we were down to a couple hundred pounds of meat in the freezer, so we were way down as far as we had a good year in 2023 as far as selling meat, and we anticipate another good year coming up here in 2024 and selling the meat that we just processed. So I think the demand typically is going to outstrip the supply, and I think that's local as well as on a state level. So and the United States level too. So right. Everybody's looking for animals for slaughter. So I guess that's a good sign.
Well, that may be a good sign. Trying to get your bison processed can still be a challenge. Pat Reese, board member of the Wisconsin Bison Association, he owns and operates his own ranch in the Mount Calvary area. He said, well, here in Wisconsin, we have seen more processors come online that are willing to harvest bison. He said, still, the key is planning ahead and making sure you've got a clear line of communication with the potential processor, not only on what they're able to do, but also the volume of animals or meat that they can handle at any given time. We'll be talking about it this weekend in Green Bay, Friday through Sunday, the Wisconsin Bison Association's annual convention. Go to wibison.com if you want to see more details. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by, and if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. Just letting you know that on Wednesday, the 24th, Todd will be back with us live in Wausau. So join us then from noon to 2.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hometown Life Celebration Center.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, there's never a lack of physical labor necessary around the state of Wisconsin at this time of the year. Time for our Compere Financial Ag Weather Updates. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, joining us this morning. We were down on campus yesterday for the UW Ag Outlook Forum, and I was moderator, so I was up in front of the room, and I noticed looking out the windows that it kind of switched from foggy rain in the morning, and by the afternoon we started picking up snow. When I got done there, came home and got a chance to snow blow some messy yuck off to the side. It's the time of year when we're going to just look ugly apparently for a little while.
Well, yeah, and you know, with that sloppy snow, that kind of a foggy situation, the clouds and fog, Pam, I mean, that's here today, tonight, tomorrow, Thursday night, lingering into Friday. So it's going to be kind of gray and just kind of damp.
Yeah, and I see now I'm a little concerned for our folks in western Wisconsin. Freezing rain, a possible challenge for them on their morning commute, huh?
Well, the temps are close to freezing in the western part of the state, so the rain, although there's nothing really on the radar right now, but even that fog's going to freeze on. They march out the untreated surfaces. Yeah, the windshield of the vehicle that's outside, or the windshield that leaves the garage and gets outside, and then that fog kind of freezes onto it. That's what we're going to find out. Some of that yuck we saw yesterday, the rain, the snow, that's going to refreeze as temps get close to freezing here right around daybreak. So don't be surprised. Slippery spots and stretches where you wouldn't expect them. That's certainly something we're going to see around here today. Probably a repeat tonight into the day tomorrow as well. There's a dense fog advisory for southern Wisconsin until 10 a.m. today. That's just south of that Vernon Sauk County line. So just south of La Crosse and Mauston. But it does then include Marquette, Green Lake County. That's Berlin, Fond du Lac as well. And into Sheboygan County and all points south, right down into Illinois, Iowa, Indiana too. So a dense, foggy start to the day. And like we say, it may freeze on your windshield or on the sidewalk. Be on the alert for that to happen. Low pressure is slow moving, and it's north of the Gulf of Mexico and is just slowly going to head toward the east or southeast U.S. states here for the end of the week. Because of the slow movement, precipitation will kind of linger. Clouds and that fogginess, the mild air pumping in, helping to melt snow and create that fog. There's some freezing rain in south central and southeast Iowa on the radar. Rain in Missouri, central Illinois, and up into northern Indiana, southern lower Michigan. Not much in Wisconsin now, very spotty or scattered and light if it's there. But that's the chance we have around for a time today, tonight. Could be around into Thursday and Thursday night as well. We will begin to dry it out as we head toward the end of the week. But even then, don't expect the clouds to magically disappear. I'd say some mostly cloudy conditions with a lot of continued snow melt and compacting of the snowpack that we have. It's just going to be kind of a gray period. But it is mild. Temps will continue on the above normal side right into next week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow cover fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
All right, buddy, let's talk about what we've got to deal with today. Break it out by region if you want. We know the dense fog advisory is definitely going to impact most of us.
Yeah, the dense fog advisory for the southern half, I'll call it third of the state, if you will. And we're going to see fog elsewhere as well. I mean, it's not isolated that way. Now, what I'm anticipating is going to be a cloudy day, and that fog, maybe a little brief period of freezing fog early this morning, and then a little light rain or freezing rain this morning, especially in the east and southeast. That's going to be kind of a target area for the next day or so. And with the cloudy skies and everything else, maybe about 36, mid-30s today. East winds are going to be around 5. Overnight, guess what? Clouds, fog, maybe a little rain, especially after sundown into the mid part of the nighttime. Could be freezing here and there. We drop back close to the freezing point, 32, 33. Tomorrow, how about that? Mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, maybe a little rain, especially in the south and southeast. Not so much further west and north. I expect those temps again in the mid-30s. East winds becoming northeast later in the day, about 5. And by Friday, maybe some fog around, something different, mostly cloudy, mid and upper 30s by that time with the north winds at 5. So no real breakout, Pam. You're not going to get a massive weather change, but kind of gray and foggy and cloudy, and every now and again a little light precipitation.
Yeah, we'll just have to slow down and take it easy, walking or driving, that's for sure. All right.
And use your headlights.
Yes, there you go. Thanks. Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Find them at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
The Todd Almost Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump, the ABC News projected winner on Tuesday.
This state was very favorable ground for Nikki Haley, given how well-educated, relatively wealthy, and independent-minded the electorate is here. Haley bested Trump among college graduates, those who have advanced degrees, and those not aligned with any party. But it just wasn't enough to win the primary. Donald Trump won men by 19 points. He won non-college educated voters 2-1 and by more than 3-1 among those who said immigration was their top concern.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Haley pitched herself as an alternative to Trump. President Biden will be doing the exact same thing.
Biden's whole political identity as president has been shaped around the reactions to Trump. And that team has been preparing. Even if it wasn't Trump as the nominee, they were going to square up against the MAGA agenda. As it is, they're probably going to get Trump.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers voted to amend a bill to ban abortion after 14 weeks on Tuesday. The amendment allowed exceptions for rape and incest and requires doctors to make reasonable efforts to preserve the life of a fetus during a medical emergency. The bill got a public hearing on Monday where both Democrats and pro-life activists railed against the bill. Governor Evers has said that he would not sign the bill if it made it to his desk. President Biden will be back in town on Thursday. He plans to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure in Superior. Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The president's visit comes after Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Waukesha area on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Search for a new Bucks head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunning the NBA by firing Adrian Griffin just after 43 games. Griffin had talked about the need to improve on defense, but things went from bad to worse. NBA analyst Tony Smith.
We know they lost a defensive stud in Drew Holiday, swapped him out with a guy who's not known for defense, Dame Lillard. So you know there was going to be a drop defensively, but I think they've dropped too far defensively. Back when they were winning championships and contending for championship, they had been first in defensive rating 2 years in a row. They're now 22nd.
So Bucks assistant coach Joe Prunty has been appointed interim head coach while the team promises a brief search. Baseball, the Brewers signing Phillies first baseman Reese Hoskins to a 2-year deal, $34 million with a 1-year option. The 30-year-old made his big league debut in Philly in 2017. College basketball, the Badgers beat the Minnesota Gophers 61-59. Wisconsin coming off a win over Indiana. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing...
It is going to be cloudy and dreary with patchy fog and a little off and on freezing drizzle possible at times today. Our high 35 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, some freezing drizzle, a few scattered snow showers, 33 tomorrow cloudy with scattered rain showers and a high near 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Mino and the Mayor.
I've always been a big Rod Stewart fan.
Love him.
First song I ever made out to was Maggie May.
Did you see him?
You know what I remember? I had a runny nose. I was a freshman in high school. We were going to a basketball game.
John, I think that's enough.
First date, going with this other couple. The guy had a pickup truck. We rode the back, and I know my nose rubbed against her cheek. And I'm thinking, I wonder if I need to wipe that off.
Jeez. God. I used to like Rod Stewart.
I love Rod Stewart.
Yeah. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Struggle, but how can we be a little bit more consistent?
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Ooh, it's an ooey-gooey mess out there for most of the state of Wisconsin. We're now in our sloppy phase, and it looks like it's going to stay that way through the rest of this week. Morning, everybody. Glad you're along with us. I am the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. You are going to have to exercise a little caution, though, if you're moving around outside today. For western Wisconsin, you've got the possibility of some freezing rain that could make for slick conditions. South central Wisconsin, we're under a dense fog advisory that's going to last probably through about mid-morning. And the rest of the state kind of looking for a mixed precipitation, at least through the morning hours. We should see daytime highs today right around 36 degrees with a light breeze. Tomorrow, more rain in the forecast, 37. Friday, clouds and 37. Saturday, cloudy skies and 38 degrees. So today is the 24th day of January. What can I tell you? Let's see. Interesting how times have changed. On this day back in 1960, a consortium met in Greene County. Representatives of the civic and service organizations, schools, and churches, they all came together on this day in 1960 to discuss the crisis of morals. Yeah, they were very upset. The number of unwed mothers increased to 40 in 1959, right there in Greene County, and they wanted to discuss it, so they did on this day back in 1960. On this day in 1848, the California Gold Rush started. 300,000 people traveled to California after it was reported that somebody had found gold at Sutter's Mill in Coloma, California. The gold rush in California begins on this day in 1848. On this day in 1984, the Apple Macintosh computer went on sale. The Mac was the first commercially successful personal computer using a graphical user interface and a mouse. Started on this day back in 1984, and look at where we are today. And happy birthday to singer-songwriter Neil Diamond. He is 83 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday, and that means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's Steffes Group.com. And don't forget about their toll-free number to call if you've got questions, maybe about an item, you're thinking about an auction yourself. That's 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group back along with us today. You know, we were kind of teasing this warm-up in the weather. It's going to start triggering us pretty quick here. We'll start thinking that maybe we should be pulling the planters out or start doing a little field work when we get this sudden upsurge of temperature, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be above freezing and we're celebrating, so that tells you a lot about where we live.
It does. It's true, but I'll tell you what, regardless of how high the snow goes or how low the wind chills are, the Steffes Group is always out there conducting business, and that is true. You know, you mentioned earlier that maybe it seems a little slower compared to the breakneck pace that you had at the end of calendar year 2023, but boy, you guys still have a slate full of auctions for people to take a look at.
Yeah, it's really true. Our lineup in March, specifically for a lot of our retirement auction, there's going to be a host of sales with a lot of good late model equipment, slightly used stuff. I do want to remind everybody, February 5th is our spring catalog deadline. So if you have an auction booked by that date, you'll get to participate in the spring auction catalog, which is important. I mean, that catalog goes across the whole Midwest and registered bidders and things like that. So it's not something we charge our clients for, but you get to be in the book if you make the deadline.
Yeah, and remind them again how widely circulated that book is, Ashley.
Well, technically goes to all of our registered bidders, so that's across the whole U.S. And then, of course, we get hand them out at farm shows and things like that. So quite an exposure in that deal.
Yeah, right. And now let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming auctions that you don't want people to miss. You said the Kibble folks are back at it again. They're not too far away from Wisconsin, and more importantly, they always offer a fantastic lineup of equipment, don't they?
Yeah, right. So this year, they're this spring, actually, they're going to, it's on the 26th is going to be their sale, but they're going to move it to Mason City, Iowa, which is really not that far away from where you're at when you talk about moving equipment and stuff like that. So pay attention to that. That'll be new this year. And then the 29th, we're going to be at the Durst Farm right there in Verona.
Cool. Excellent. Now, all the details are available online, folks, as usual. StephesGroup.com, STEFFES Group.com. And just to remind people again, Ashley, you kind of mentioned that starting in March, the pace picks up again. If I've been noodling on thinking about maybe just a partial auction, maybe just cleaning some things up, now is really the time to lay that foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we can prove that the longer something is on our website, the better the results are going to be. So you're just getting it out to the world. So even if you don't know which way you're going to go, give us a call. We'll come out. We'll talk to you about the process. We'll talk to you about what you got. We'll talk about timing, when is the best time, and all those things.
Yeah, excellent. And really, folks, considering how many times you go through an auction, you need the expertise that the folks like Ashley and the Steffes Group have to offer you. Don't forget, they'll come out, evaluate all of the equipment or livestock, whatever you're offering up in the auction, to give you an idea on price, demand, all of that. They'll obviously make it a big feature on their website and are always there to help you out. Want to get connected? Simple to do. StephesGroup.com. STEFFES Group.com. And again, I know when it comes to auctions, sometimes visiting with a human being is the most important element. 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
I'm sure when I say Bavaria sausage, you automatically think brats and grilling out, right? Well, guess what? With this wicked Wisconsin weather we've got, I think about warming up. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke for Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Fridays, 9 until 5, or open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of the weather, BavariaSausage.com. Now stop and think about all the great recipes you've got that will help you warm up from the inside out. I'm talking about stews. I'm talking about soups. I'm talking about the main dish. That's where Bavaria Sausage comes in with their old world flavor. How about featuring sauerbraten and schnitzel, maybe some spatzel? They've got all kinds of recipes for dumplings and great old world flavor available through spices and different ingredients. All you need to do is take a look. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5 at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or do a little shopping online, BavariaSausage.com. They'll keep you warm this winter.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
If you've been around Wisconsin for any amount of time, you probably have heard about Project Main Streets, or maybe it's a being a Tree USA community. It's really all about your appeal as a rural community to people passing by, maybe thinking about relocating their business, relocating their family. That was the focal point yesterday for the annual Ag Outlook Forum on the UW campus. And we're going to talk with one of the researchers that focuses in on the keys to success when it comes to rural communities improving their livability. Stick around. Dr. Amanda Weinstein visits with me about that in just a minute. All right, markets yesterday in Chicago. The dairy complex was actually pretty quiet. Saw the barrel cheese yesterday finish down 0.75 cents at 146. 40-pound block cheese, AA butter, they were both unchanged. Now, this morning in Chicago, we're holding firm, at least for right now. We've got the March corn contract up 2. December new crop up a penny at 4.78. March soybeans are up 3 right now. November new crop up a penny at 12.08. July wheat, that's currently 4 cents higher at 6.17. February class 3 milk down 3 at 15.67. March milk right now currently down 6 at 15.91 a hundredweight. My conversation with Dr. Amanda Weinstein from Ohio up next. And don't forget, more news anytime you need it. MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Goodman's.
Here we use a lot of F words. Food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Well, at least this morning we're using fog as another F word. Our forecast has a dense fog advisory in effect through the morning hours for basically south central Wisconsin. Watch out for that freezing rain possibility in western Wisconsin, and we'll all look for daytime highs today, probably around 36. Tomorrow, 37 with rain. Friday, 37 under cloudy skies. I'm Pam Jahnke. Really glad you're along with us. Boy, there were a lot of folks along with us yesterday for the annual UW Ag Outlook Forum that was held on the UW-Madison campus. The theme this year was rural livability in Wisconsin. And you know what? For every rural community, that means something a little bit differently. But many rural communities are continuing to try to struggle with attracting new citizens, new investors, new business, new entrepreneurs. And you know what? The answer for every rural community is just a little bit different. That's what I found out by listening to and talking with Dr. Amanda Weinstein. She is the Director of Research, Knowledge, and Evaluation at the Center on Rural Innovation in Ohio. She focuses in on some of the overlooked resources that rural communities may have and how they can parlay that up into being attractive to those citizens, those investors, those entrepreneurs, those businesses. And she said one of the key items that all rural communities need to take a look at: connectivity. Do you have broadband? Are you going to get broadband? I visited with her a little bit more on some of the trends she's noticing when it comes to rural livability and trying to get ahead.
We know communities need broadband for a host of reasons, for their tech businesses, for their entrepreneurs, but also for quality of life. But there's a lot of pieces that go into building that tech ecosystem. So it's also having workforce development, making sure our workers are trained. And that looks very different now than it did 10 years ago. It's not just having a college degree. We're seeing a lot of more non-traditional training programs to help people pivot into tech sectors, into IT, and a lot of different tech sectors in rural areas.
You know, the other thing that you focused in on that I think sometimes we almost take for granted in Wisconsin are recreation areas. You look through a different lens than many of us that live in Wisconsin. Tell us about what you observed when you took a closer look at recreation in Wisconsin.
I think a lot of rural areas have a lot to learn when it comes to recreation from Wisconsin. One thing that I found is when you look at the communities throughout rural Wisconsin, they highlight four seasons of recreation in their town. Where when I go to a lot of communities, they will discount winter as if you can't do anything in the winter, which we know Wisconsin, if any state can tell you what you can do in the winter, Wisconsin's one of them, whether it's snowmobiling or ice fishing, there's a lot you can do in the winter. So highlighting one, that recreation is about four seasons of something to do, and it's really about using what you have, whether what you have is a lake or a river, it's about using what you have.
So a lot of communities have been down this path. We've had Main Street development, we've had pockets of economic investment, and honestly, Amanda, they seem to fizz out. What is it as far as stamina? What do we have to think about before we get started on this? Everybody's all hot and excited at the beginning, but boy, then it can get to be some long pull.
Yeah, it's exciting in the beginning, but it really takes continued investment, and it also, frankly, it takes dollars of investment. We've seen a lot of rural areas fail to get investment in infrastructure, whether it's broadband, whether it's roads, and the same is true with improving their community, right? So I think a lot of policymakers think, oh, I'll just give you, you know, this earmark and we'll be done with it, and I won't have to hear from you again. And that's simply not true. They need to be given continued investment so they can sustain this path forward of investing in their community.
And it's not just about tangible goods, investing in your people, leaning on the resource people that are around you. I mean, people really still get to be kind of the key.
Absolutely. So when we think about investing in a community, a lot of what that does is it also invests in community spaces where people come together and they can build those connections and build that sense of community and that sense of pride in really who their community is and what they stand for. And I think that's a really important missed aspect, that social capital we call, this importance of this community, that it's especially important in rural areas. And it's a place where you're more able to make those connections in those rural areas than you are sometimes in a big city where you can get lost.
You know, and you also made a point that if you feel like you've been overlooked in the rural community, take heart. There are people living in urban areas that still want to come home.
Absolutely. So one thing I've noticed and been a little surprised by is even in, my town of Hudson, 22,000, most of my neighbors actually grew up in Hudson, moved away, and I was surprised that I had neighbors who were from New York or they were living in North Carolina and lived here, and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And they had moved back to the place where they wanted to raise a family. And I think raising a family or a place that's good to raise a family is an overlooked important aspect of economic development. Is it a good place to raise a family?
And if you're looking to locate in a rural community as a business, a developing business, you need employees. How do you help that community serve your needs, or do you just have to go someplace else for a while?
I think for a business to thrive, they need a community that's thriving. And I think that also means they need to be looking to invest in the community that they're in. And that can mean non-traditional development programs where they are working to develop their workforce. That can also mean thinking about how they can invest back into the people that are there. And it might also mean that we need other sources of venture capital, for example. When we have entrepreneurs, and we often get spin-offs from businesses, do they have investment from venture capital to help support that small businesses? Our large businesses tend to get more support than our small businesses do, and our small businesses are especially important for rural areas.
Dr. Amanda Weinstein is her name. She's the director of research, knowledge, and evaluation for the Center on Rural Innovation out of Ohio. You know, she made another point about Wisconsin's rich assets when it comes to the natural environment. Our lakes, our rivers, our streams, even our beaches to a certain extent, our beautiful hardwoods, and then our agriculture. She said, you know, there are going to be some conflicts in communities where some view agriculture as a threat to those natural resources. She said the best thing you can do in that situation, bring everybody together and find mutual respect for those assets and try to work together for the betterment of your rural community. But like they said, every rural community is different. You can't take a template from one and make it fit another. Very good day. Again, if you want to follow along, you can go to the Rank Agribusiness Institute website. I'm sure that they have got the webcast from yesterday's presentations, and you'll have an opportunity to lean in and maybe find out some of the keys that your rural community has to think about when it comes to livability. Well, tomorrow we're back in the marketplace thinking about what's happening in dairy. Our friends from EverAg catch up with us on Thursday. Have yourself a great day. Be careful out there.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Good luck picking the right carbon market option for your farm or ranch. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. It's tough to navigate the carbon marketplace. Iowa State University Extension economist Alejandro Plastina co-authored a new report on the status of carbon market options.
If we can develop standards to have these programs talk to each other and have farmers understand and be able to convert their practices in one program into changes in carbon credits in another program, that would really facilitate market development down the road. But at this point, we don't have those standards, but there's plenty of interest and many carbon programs are establishing a presence.
Plastina says many farmers remain uncertain about participation.
And that has to do with having to face a learning curve to implement cover crops, no-till, and other changes. It's costly to change practices at the farm level. Looking at the U.S. maps for cover crops and no-till, we see that there's great potential to increase the adoption of these practices through time, but if the price is right, because again, it's costly to do that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that on Wednesday, the 24th, Todd will be back with us live in Wausau. So join us then from noon to 2.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.